Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, now streaming, only on Paramount Plus.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Doug Harsh, Scott Anderson, 97.1. Talking about Dennis Jenkins, whether or not this guy is going to be there in the end with this Piston team that's trying to compete in the Eastern Conference. I want to welcome two new voices in. One is Kang, our producer who covers this or watches this team as closely as anyone. And the other is the co-host of the Restore the Floor podcast, Evan Jenkins, also known as Station Doofus.
That's me.
Yep.
Same last name.
Is it?
Yeah. Spelled differently.
I was about to say, it isn't.
Tomato, tomato, right, Kang?
Or Jenkins and Jenkins.
That's right.
So is it going to be there in the end?
No. I don't believe so. I don't want this to come off as I'm being negative about the kid because I think he's had an unbelievable five games, and without him, they don't win all of those games, I don't believe.
Mm-hmm.
But I've just watched the NBA so damn long to think that, A, the Pistons didn't see this beforehand to sign him to a legit NBA contract. He's on a two-way contract.
Which means he can only play 50 games.
I think it's awesome, but I think when Ivy comes back, when Tobias comes back, those minutes go down a little bit. I think if he is on this team come June, things went dramatically wrong for the Pistons, in my personal opinion. I think it's great, but I've just seen the shows too many times in the NBA, whether it was Sekou or, what was it, Cam Thomas a couple years ago. He was the hottest thing since sliced bread. To come in, have a couple nice games, but to think that he would replace what Jaden Ivey will bring when he comes back, I think is nonsensical to me.
Kang, what do you think? Is Dennis Jenkins there in the end?
I mean, clearly Ivy's job's not on the line or in jeopardy at all. It would be more like, does Sasser lose minutes because Jenkins has shown a revelation they didn't expect? I think it's a real possibility. The best bet is no, that this isn't going to continue, and then Jenkins will not be there come playoff time. But I don't know, man. Sometimes you get that, just that one year. Maybe it is just this one year where Jenkins is that name, that trivia question, that James Houston, you know, who led the Lions in sacks that one year, whatever. And I'm okay with that. I am. I know Jenkins isn't. He wants to prolong his career,
right.
But I'm okay.
He wants that NBA contract.
Yeah, I get that. I'm hoping he gets it. But if it's just this one year where Jenkins had a, remember that guy that came off the bench and could provide the spark and scoring? Because the truth is, they lost Dennis Schroeder, and that's a big loss. And someone's got to replace those minutes and that scoring and that energy off the bench. And if it's not Sasser, then why not Jenkins?
Well, I think, you know, the other factor in all this is the Pistons are playing winning basketball right now, and in large part because they're playing defense. So which player gives them better look defensively? Because that's one of the aspects that Schroeder helped with. Schroeder was cool, calm, and collected down the stretch and had ice in his veins when it came to knocking out free throws at the end of games. But which one's going to be better defensively, Jenkins or Sasser? And what does this mean for Plumdog Millionaire? Talking about guys that one-hit wonders with the team.
Yeah, that's true. I look at it as I think the Pistons are going to do everything to showcase Jaden Ivey, whether it's for themselves going forward or for another team. I mean, he's a very, very valuable asset. If you look at any trade rumor with the Detroit Pistons, his name is like front and center as the centerpiece, right?
Jaden Ivey.
Yeah. Jaden Ivey.
Yeah, a lot of times.
So that's the only reason why I see that happening. But what Danis brings is instant energy, right? Mm-hmm. He comes in, he's going 100 miles an hour. It's just...
he's fun to watch.
I know it's not a direct correlation, but it just kind of reminds me of fans thinking that Isaac Tesla was going to come in and catch 80 balls for 1,000 yards and 10 touchdowns.
Yeah.
You just have to realize what the player is, and the coaching staff knows that. We had Luke Walton on Restore the Floor last week, and Luke told us it's going to be a difficult conversation for JB to have because it's going to come to a spot where there's too many bodies for the amount of minutes that you have. Mm-hmm. And so what is JB going to do? That's what Luke kept saying, was it's JB's choice. We have those conversations, but that's his choice. It's going to be interesting to see what he does. Has Danis earned himself those minutes when those guys come back?
There's a little bit about having a guy like that that's on a two-way contract that you're saying to him, look, the minutes aren't there, but when we call on you, you go do your thing, but we're not going to call on you very much. You just sit down at the end of the bench and be happy. And
I think he will. I don't know him personally,
but I would imagine that for a guy in a two-way contract, you say, whatever role you want me to coach.
If I can play with the Detroit logo instead of the Motor City Cruise logo, I'm all for it. And I think he is a piece that the Pistons need, because any Pistons team that's won, and I know we always go back to this cliche, they've always had a team atmosphere, right? The ready to work, the bad boys. But it was a team. You had guys mm-hmm. coming off the bench being able to produce those minutes. And that's what he is giving you right now. But I do think JB is in a position where they want this Pistons team to do better than last year. And if Danis gives him that shot, I think he will play him. But didn't you tell me something that he can only play 50 games?
It's 50 on a two-way contract. I think the rule is 50 games, and then you have to convert him to a full NBA contract.
Which
you could do.
They are under the cap, and they can do that.
Yeah, but then I have to let somebody go.
I guess Tolu Smith is on a two-way contract. That's the unique part of this Pistons team, is that they are playing these guys on two-way contracts mm-hmm. where – go look at the best teams in the NBA. I'm going to guarantee you they're not.
There's not a lot of two-way guys.
Yeah, that are playing big-time minutes for them, right?
Tolu Smith, Wendell Moore, and Danis Jenkins are all two-way.
Yeah, Wendell Moore. I mean, poor guy. He's going to be
very true.
He's the first one that's gone. But I love what he brings to the team. I just don't see it as a long-term solution that's going to keep winning Pistons games.
When's the next edition of Restore the Floor coming?
Stoney's going to be in here in about 40 minutes, so after he's done lingering, we'll probably record it an hour after that, and that will take me an hour after that to get it up. So roughly 3 p.m., check your timeline. Yeah, I'm 40, man. I'm 40. I'm old.
Talk to Caputo.
Let me back up. And you may have that guest today.
We may have a really, really good guest.
All right.
That may have coached Danis in college.
Okay.
Which college? I don't know.
You just
there's multiples.
You just give us a thumbs up and let us know.
If you confirm that. Yes, it would be awesome. So hopefully, but this head coach said he would stop doing whatever to promote Danis.
That's cool.
So
all right.
Nice.
Evan Jenkins from Restore the Floor. Thank you.
And other things, other ventures. Cash the Ticket, the website,
that's true,
Bustin' Balls podcast.
Which is Caputo's podcast.
Yeah. I do it.
Bustin' Balls has new meaning now.
And corned beef.
Yeah, thanks, Ev. Feedback coming in. I think Danis Jenkins will definitely be part of the business rotation off the bench. Come trade deadline. Do you think he did voice to text and he meant to say Pistons rotation and said business rotation?
Probably.
I think Jenkins will definitely be part of the business rotation off the bench. Although I kind of like the term.
Well, I agree with that.
Guys that are regular rotation, they're the business rotation.
Sure.
Come trade deadline, if the Pistons make a trade, Sasser will be involved in it. Teams would want a good point guard off the bench as part of a trade package. That's from Marlon and Wall Lake.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman. New season. Now streaming. Only on Paramount Plus.
I think you get all that much from Marcus Sasser, but...
Well, what are you looking to add to the Pistons right now?
Well, another day and another Lauri Markkanen rumor. Sports Illustrated wrote about it. Sports Illustrated said they did a story about teams that might be one player away, and they put together a deal that has the Pistons moving. Tobias Harris, Jaden Ivey, Marcus Sasser, and two first-round picks for Lauri Markkanen.
Does that seem like a lot?
Yes, but I think it would take a lot. And I would probably do that. Remember, the Bleacher Report had the same deal, except sub out Sasser, sub in Ron Holland. And I would probably rather give up Sasser and Ron Holland.
Yeah, I don't want to give up Ron Holland. Yeah.
It's the perfect trade package for almost any scenario because you get a young guy with potential. You get the established veteran with the contract to match the numbers. And then the lottery picks. You know, like that's just always
you're talking about
be,
from Utah's perspective.
From any perspective. Yeah. Honestly, I think if they trade for to any team, that's you're going to see that Ivy, Tobias, and first round picks. And like whether it's Markkanen or name your second fiddle guy that to come here and be
it should be a real appetizing offer that the Pistons can make to any team.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hear you.
That's the package. So who's the player, right, is the thing. And I go back to this. If Ivy can't be the number two, you use him to get your number two. I think that's the only one thing that's lacking that from this team is who's next to Cade that's going to score when Cade's not on.
The only issue is that we're talking about a player that was hurt. And hurt again.
And Jaden Ivey.
And I'm not sure you can make that, come to that conclusion in the however many games he gets, 20 games he gets before the trade deadline, 30 games he gets before the trade deadline. I hope so. I hope you have some definition. But it's quite possible that they won't know and they'll say, well, we're so young and this core is going to be together for so long. But of course, they have to re-sign him. I don't know. They're going to have to make up their minds on Jaden Ivey quickly without nearly as much data as they probably would prefer to have. Whether or not to trade him, whether or not to re-sign him, and whether how much he fits into this rotation. You think just adding another good player is a good thing. But it's pretty clear that when they took off last year, it coincided with him getting hurt, which is probably more bad luck and coincidental than anything, but you need to know. They're going to have to make up their minds. 248-539-9797. Doug Karsh, Scott Anderson, 97.1.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman. New season, now streaming, only on Paramount Plus.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.